So they were children in Poland.
So the charity was based in Poland, and she used to help a lot with that. So in a way, she took over from where my grandfather finished, you know. But obviously, many, many years later, you know, this was in her later life.
Do you? I will go back to your football club. Actually, maybe not just football club. Do you remember any other sport activities you were doing or were available in your time, organized by a Polish community?
Really, it wasn't in my time, because in 1972 I got married and I drifted away from the Polish community. But approximately at that point, I think Gmina started a rugby club, London Polish. And my cousin, Marek Skoczylas, he played for them, and my friend Wacek Schulz. And then I found out one or two others, one who went to my school, Marek Dziedzic, he played for them. Another guy, Pruszyński, he was in my class, he played for this rugby club. Yeah, that's it. I can't remember any more names.
Tell me more about the trainers.
The which?
About the trainers of the club, of
Well,
the football club.
the football club. There were a couple of English guys, probably going back to about 1966, a couple of English guys, and they would train us midweek.
I'm surprised they were not Polish.
Pardon?
I'm surprised they were not Polish.
No, because the manager was, Bruno Zagórski was Polish, but one of the English guys who played for us, his father, he knew someone who's a coach for Chelsea Football Club, so he introduced him. And I suppose for a period of 6 months or 9 months only, these two guys would coach us. But that's eventually that stopped, you know, and we moved on. There were things that we were unhappy about.
Does anything from the school or from the football club influence your further life, your adult life?
My further life.
Yes.
Well, only in the sense that I'm passionate about football in general. I really enjoy that. So, and my father was a sportsman in Poland. So he was a physical training coach. He was also involved in the Hitler Olympics in 1936 as a coach. I think he was a football coach. He was also a coach in skiing and gymnastics. So, and he was a teacher in general. But that the sports rubbed off on me, I suppose. But while he was alive, the most important thing to him was not for me to do sport, but to get a good education. And I didn't like education. Well,
Well, tell me about your education eventually.
I went to St. Joseph's College in Beulah Hill, Norwood, sort of between Norwood and Streatham. I was there for 5 years. I didn't do well. I only passed O levels, and one of them was Polish art and English literature. The things I thought I would pass, like geography, which was very strong, I failed, you know. So I went to work when I was 16, and I became a graphic artist. So, and I suppose that was my stepfather, because he was an artist. He probably sort of helped sort of push me in that direction, perhaps. I know my mother always pushed me, you know. But yeah, that it ended up very good. It did end up very good.
Alec, I would like to ask you, because I'm very curious. How do you feel about your identity? And maybe you can tell me, even if there were changes in stages of your life, you know, I would like to know, because it was like kind of little Poland you were brought up, but yeah. Then you were coming out from it. So can you tell me more about
that's interesting. Yeah. So I suppose the pressures when you're young my mother would always tell me about, you know, this happened and that happened during the war. And, you know, when they were growing up, etc., and I'm not interested, you know. You've told me this before, I'm not interested. But it stuck, I did remember. And in a way, I rebelled against many things. But quietly, I wouldn't tell her, but quietly I was very proud of what I was. But, you know, I didn't want to tell her, because, you know, she just kept on and on and on, like parents do. So, yeah, there was that sort of transition. But, oh, no, I'm very proud of it. And this was how long ago? It must be about 6-7 years ago. After my mother died, my cousin in Birmingham started to write a book, Midnight Train to Siberia. And that was about the family, you know, their problems about traveling to Gulag and then to the Middle East and then making their way to England. And I helped her with that. And that was very good. You know, I had the time to do it. And eventually, we applied for the Siberian Cross for my mother and her sister, Krzysztof Swansów. And I think we were presented with those in 2018, 2 or 3 years ago, in the Polish embassy here in London. And that's a very proud moment. Very good. Yeah, quite a few members of the family attended on the day. You know, all my age, my cousins and my son. And it was a very good day. But no, I'm proud of what I am.
So if somebody would ask you, what nationality do you feel like deeply inside your
Polish.
Heart? What would you?
Polish.
Can you tell me this with a full sentence?
If someone asks me what nationality I am, I always say I'm Polish.
That's great. Yeah, amazing. Are there any still words, Polish words or expressions that you would use if you refer to Polish events or situations or traditions that you would not use English, but you would use Polish expressions or words in the daily life?
I'm not sure what you mean exactly.
Like, for example, you tell a story to someone about what happened in Polish community, and instead of using English words, you would name certain things in Polish words, using Polish expressions.
Yeah, so I suppose I would, but nothing comes to mind, you know, because I can think in English and I can also think in Polish. And, you know, you can just switch these things around. But no, nothing comes to mind.
Okay. Do you have anything in memory, like Polish songs that sometimes would come back to you? I will not ask you to sing. Just ask.
Oh, dear. I can't remember the names, but there were Christmas carols. There were hymns in church, the Polish national anthem. Yes, but I can't remember offhand.
If you have, do you, if you gather for Christmas nowadays, do you gather with Polish family?
Christmas Eve, we go to my cousins in Beckenham. They're two twin sisters, Eva and Ania Skoczylas. And for the last two or three or four years, we've been going there, you know, if we can. And that's very nice, you know. And one of my cousins, who she married someone from Holland, she tries to come as well. And I think their brother, he lives in Warsaw, just outside Warsaw. He turned up last year. So yeah, Christmas Eve, yes. But that would be a sort of, for my age group, my cousins, I wouldn't expect my children to come. You know, I've seen my children on Christmas Day. And we go to their house now. We do nothing.
So that day, do you celebrate Christmas in Polish way, in Christmas Eve?
Yes. So they do try. You know, they have six or seven servings, not the full 12 or 14, but we do have alcohol, which you're not supposed to have Christmas Eve.
And, do you say wishes to each other?
And no meat. Oh, yes, yeah. Wesoły Świąt, yeah. And breaking opłaty. So you're getting me to use these Polish words now because it's coming naturally.
Yes, great. Is anything else you would like to tell me, like any story, funny story you remember from your school, perhaps Polish school, or a club, or maybe, don't know, the best match you remember when you were playing, or things like that?
there was one occasion we travelled to Swindon. We played a Polish team there called Błyskawica. This was... it's in the summer and it's very, very hot. And so it's very exhilarating. But somehow you get this passion to do as well as you possibly can, even in circumstances where it's hot. And the opposition were from the countryside. You know, and they were big, much bigger than us. We were from London, so, you know, and we beat them. An extremely good team they had, and we beat them. And that sticks in your memory because you had to really do something special against a very special opposition. So that stuck to my mind, yeah. We did win things in the English leagues. We won the cup and we won a few leagues. So yeah, it's quite a few things. But that particular thing stuck in our minds. Quite a few of us, you know, we still talk about that.
When you meet your colleagues from school, what do you talk about?
Old days like that, or you know. Getting into trouble at school. things like that, you know, normal things, very, very normal things, you know, everyday things.
Do you bring back sometimes the memory from school?
Oh, all the time, yeah, yeah.
Tell me one, please.
From school? Oh. There was a cross country once, you know, where you run about 6 miles. And we used to do this once a week. And me and two or three other friends, we hated it. So we used to, and 100 people used to do this run. And three or four of us would stay at the back. And halfway through, we'd sit down, have a cigarette somewhere. And then because you go around in a long distance, the ones at the front would start running. So we'd be finishing our cigarette by then. We'd let them go past, then we'd finish our cigarette and join in. And we'd end up coming, you know, not too far from the back this way. But then one of my friends, he was a very good cross-country runner. He was always in the top three or four. And one day he said to me, "You're going to come with me this time. You're going to do this." And he forced me, and I had to keep up with him. And because of him, he taught me what mind over matter was. And I came about sixth or seventh. And normally I'd be about 80th or 90th. And everybody spoke, talked about this. They said, "Dickie came eighth. This is unbelievable." No one believed it. Because they all knew we used to sort of stop and have a cigarette. So funny, good funny memories from childhood they are, you know.
Is anything you're missing from those days?
Yes, because you're not as mobile as you were then. So you miss that. You know, that you wish you could do those things. I still play tennis, I play golf, but I couldn't play football today. And I would desperately miss that, definitely, yeah, yeah. And also, you know, a few people that you just lost total contact with. And sometimes you think, it would be nice, what happened to them, you know? And you think about that and you do miss that. Yeah.